So December is a big month for public school families in New York City, and a very big month for the families of the remaining 13,000 U.S. troops stationed in Iraq. By the end of the month, they're all supposed to be home, and many have already started their long trip back in time for the holidays. But the stresses of war will not be left behind in Baghdad for many, as those family members well know. That's why the Veterans Affairs of New York and New Jersey Network has been working with Cognito, a developer of online role-playing simulations, to create Family of Heroes, an online game designed for family members to help their loved ones adjust to post-deployment life and to help themselves adjust to their loved ones' return. Over 55,000 people have played the game already since it was released last month. Through a series of role-playing games, users are taught how to recognize signs of post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and depression while navigating through conversations. Joining me now to explain how the game works and what veterans and their families should know about their family members returning home are Ron Goldman, co-founder and CEO of Cognito, and Ann Fader, a manager for mental health services at the Veterans Affairs New York New Jersey Network. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Ron, some of our listeners, and we'll play a clip of this game in a minute, a few of them, might not be familiar with online avatar-based simulations, as they're called. What does that mean?
Well, this is really a virtual environment that you enter, and you have the opportunity to talk with an avatar that is what we refer to as an intelligent avatar. So they would respond and act just like a real person, in this case, experiencing PTSD would. So you get a very realistic opportunity to practice having a conversation with them, and in this case, talking about your concern, about potentially signs that they are showing, and be able to overcome potential resistance that they may have to seek treatment and go to a place such as the VA where they can get the help.
And there are basically three discrete scenarios in this game, I understand. A wife talking to her husband, a veteran, a mother talking to her veteran son, and a husband talking to his veteran wife. And let's play a clip of one of the introductory videos for the game, which shows an argument between a male veteran and his wife about a pretty normal situation, a scheduling conflict.
Cindy, come in here.
What is this email I just got from Lance about he and Jenny looking forward to see me at a barbecue tomorrow? What the heck is that? I'm not going to any barbecue tomorrow.
Well, the barbecue, we said we'd go.
What? What are you trying to do to me? You know the playoff game is on. Why are you trying to screw this up again?
Dave, I asked you about the barbecue. You said it would be fine.
No, I did not.
Well,
I never would have said yes to going over there, especially not when the game is on. Are you crazy?
But you haven't seen them since you've been back. You know, they really want to see you. They're our family.
She's your sister.
Do you know the kids?
You spend time with the kids. It's the playoffs. Just leave me alone. Leave me out of this. I just want to be alone.
Simulation from the online game Family of Heroes. And Ann Fader from the VA New York New Jersey Network, seems like that would be a fairly typical argument for a couple to have. Are they going to go to this barbecue on one side of the family or not? But in this case, it's really intense.
Correct. And I should just say that we have shown this simulation to many people, veterans, non-veterans, family members, and frankly, the first reaction they have to the program is, oh, my goodness, you know, this will help me with my own, you know, husband, wife, loved one at home when we have these kinds of arguments.
Whether or not they have PTSD.
Correct. Exactly. But again, if you go through the entire simulation, this scenario, it gets more intense. You can begin to see some of those signs and symptoms of someone who is really suffering from some kind of acute distress. And clearly, this incident or this situation of having now to do something that he chooses not to do because of all the potential that could occur at this barbecue with all of these people and preferring actually to isolate, this is why they have this kind of intense conversation.
But, Ron, it's not just to demonstrate how intense the interactions might be. There are also options here for role-playing that are supposed to present solutions, right?
Correct. I mean, the idea here is to really teach you tactics, conversation tactics that can be very effective in managing a conversation like this, where the goal in this case is to de-escalate the argument. What can you say? What can you do? And what things you should really avoid in doing in a conversation like that to achieve your goal? So we allow you to make decisions on specifically what you can tell the avatar and really see and experience the consequences of it.
I think one of the things we also wanted to demonstrate was that, you know, it can start very small but can escalate very quickly. And here are the tactics to intervene.
And from the way these situations are structured in the game, it seems that the triggers for arguments and some fights can be predictable.
Correct.
So you get to know some of these patterns. And here's another situation from the game, this time between a veteran wife and her husband.
Well, we're 4 months away from not being able to pay our rent. I mean, what do you expect? You can't just sit around here forever.
I don't want to sit around here forever. Terry, I want you to remember, I was in Afghanistan, not on vacation. I'm not lazy, and I am going back to work. I just need a little more time, okay?
That didn't go like I'd planned. After that, I felt more like a villain, you know, than a hero. I mean, Alicia served her country. She did this amazing thing, and here I was nagging her to hurry back to work.
So there's the confrontation and a little bit of reflection about it.
Correct. Right. And again, here we have the shoe is on the other foot. You have a family member, a husband this time. And, you know, I should say that, as you're, I'm sure, well aware, we have many more female veterans. And therefore, it was our interest to make sure to represent both the dyad of the husband veteran as well as the wife or the female veteran spouse. And what she or he can go through.
And one of the things that Cindy, the avatar, said in the first clip is that it doesn't seem fair when they were arguing about going to the barbecue. There's a lot of compromise in this game on behalf of family members who are trying to be understanding. So what do you as a counselor tell family members who are reaching their limit on patience and understanding after outbursts?
Again, what as Ron had said earlier, this program gives you options in terms of what can you do first in terms of not carrying this further, how you can take a break, how you can move out of the situation and then revisit it shortly after to perhaps get to a better outcome with your veteran spouse or family member. So really the idea here is we all know that these situations occur. They will occur. We make that very clear from the get-go. We just want to offer you some interventions for sort of bringing down the intensity and for ultimately getting more resilient in your ability to handle them. We never doubt that, you know, once you've had this kind of conversation and difficulty once, that it won't happen again in the next scenario where there's tension.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC were sampling from Family of Heroes, an online game designed for family members to help their loved ones adjust to post-deployment life as they come back from Iraq or Afghanistan. Over 55,000 people have played the game since it was released just last month. We are with Ron Goldman, co-founder and CEO of Cognito, the company that developed the game, and Ann Fader, a manager for mental health services at the Veterans Affairs New York, New Jersey Network. And here's one final clip from the last simulation. We said there were three scenarios. And one of our producers used this interactively and went through it, trying to keep the avatar as non-confrontational as possible, the vet avatar. So here's a clip from that conversation, the way it turned out, between her mother and her son, a Marine, who got into a bar fight.
Fights like this happen all the time. It's not a big deal.
Everyone loses their temper sometimes, and one fight probably isn't a big deal. At the same time, it does worry me because it just seems so unlike you. This guy was being confrontational with you?
You could say that. He was saying some things I didn't like.
What was he saying?
Just stuff. Talking about the war and whether or not we should have gone over there. I mean, all I wanted to do was for him to shut up.
Your father and I are worried about you.
Look, I'm sorry about the bar fight. It won't happen again.
Well, let's put the bar fight on the side. You've been home, what now, 6 months? It seems like you've been having a tough time since you got back.
So again, a clip from Family of Heroes as played by one of our producers in that case. And Ron, first a correction to what I said before the clip. The avatar is not the vet. The avatar is always the family member because that's who you control.
Right. You assume the role of the family member, in this case, the mother of the veteran. And the veteran itself is the computer avatar.
And so this is for family members to role play for their own edification as to how they might most effectively deal with their returning vet who comes home with certain psychological or whatever orientations.
Right. And the three conversation really, we build it in a way to scaffold the learning. And the first one is really about de-escalating an argument. In the second one, renegotiating family responsibilities, finding ways to re-engage the wife who came back in the family. And the third one, the most difficult one, assuming a role of the mother of a veteran, and really having this intervention conversation to motivate them to seek help at the VA.
And that didn't sound so bad. It didn't sound as bad as the other two scenario clips that we played. Is that because our producer kept choosing the non-confrontational options?
Probably. The way that the avatar works, the way the conversation works, is that it adapts to your decisions. So your producer chose tactics that are more effective and were able to really get the veteran more willing to participate in the conversation, eventually seek the help. But they could have taken a whole different path and get to, again, to an escalation of the argument.
Right. And there's a feedback loop here in this game because there's an intensity meter and you want to keep it out of the red. So it's kind of coaching you into these non-confrontational responses that maybe you can learn from as a family member and take into real life with your returning vet. That's right. The point, right?
Absolutely. And our whole idea behind this was that, you know, we are trying to reach out to families as much as possible. And, you know, we know that some people today, you know, it certainly works to do face-to-face outreach, but getting people on the computer who are spending time there anyway and being able to use this interactively can be an effective method.
One other thing before you go. For a long time, Ron, the military has used video games to recruit and to train. And now the VA is using this game to help veterans and their families prepare for post-deployment life. And there's been a lot of criticism of video games generally, that they romanticize violence and war in pursuit of recruitment and distance it from reality. This game is a lot easier than the real conflicts people are going to have, even this game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, I mean, I think that there is an increasing understanding at the VA and at the armed forces to what psychological resiliency and interpersonal skills and how pivotal they are will play a role in really being able to achieve the mission and also support the families and the military personnel themselves. So I think that this is really an example of how simulation technology that has been around for a long time, and the Army should really be credited to even creating this technology and industry, can really be used to help people in building that psychological resiliency and communication skills.
All right. Very cool. I hope this helps a lot of people.
We hope so, too. That was our intent from the get-go.
Thank you very much. Ron Goldman, co-founder and CEO of Cognito, which developed this game, Family of Heroes, and Ann Fader, a manager for mental health services for the Veterans Affairs New York, New Jersey Network. Oh, how can people access it?
www.familyofheroes.com. It's online for everyone.
And we have a link on our webpage at wnyc.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll have a little fun at the end of the week with anything from the news that's making you say, "Are you kidding me?" 212-433-WNYC.